los colores del dominó. Dominó, tumbador. your heart by heart. Heart by
Alternative Radio. Hear Chalmers Johnson on Blowback, the Consequences of U.S. Foreign Policy. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday afternoons at 4, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.
Hello.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was jinx.
Not even planned. Hello, hello, hello. We are back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are the Sprouts.
My name is Bradley.
And I'm Tona. And the songs you just listened to were El Tambor with Juan Capodonico and Matias Estrada from their album Candombe, and Heart by Heart by Ariel Posen by their EP Headway Acoustic, and Indulge by Ruthven by their album Rough and Ready. And the topics today are song reactions, cause why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's a vibe. We did
mine earlier, which was Strange Noises.
I almost said Bruno. Speaking of Bruno, he's not here today due to a...
like, family...
yeah. Family issue.
Yeah.
It's nothing too serious. But he just said he couldn't make it today. He's willing to come, but he couldn't. And so we're on song two. So we reacted to Bradley's song by Beatox, Strange Noises, and we are on to my song. This is another beatbox song. Speaking of beatbox, today is going to be a beatbox fest, because...
why not? It's a vibe today.
Yeah, that's our main reason. Main reason is why not. So this is by AVH. This is another beatboxer, but this is not focused on beatbox. This is more on the production side. So it is on a effector called a loop station. If you've been following our episode, Tona has been talking about this loop station thing a lot. It's like a little multi effector. You can loop sounds in it. You can apply effects to it, and you can make a song on it, which I did yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself.
And Tona here, he's really good at loop station stuff. Like every ACID class, I get to see this guy produce, cook up, and I told him, it's crazy that people pay so much money to see professionals, to go to concerts and watch them, and I get to see you do this stuff for free, man, every other day.
That's too much. Thank you very much.
Like, and even to add quickly more to that, Tona here, he's inspired me to one day buy a loop station, which I've researched into a bit, and I told him.
I gotta get one of these.
Yeah, but yeah.
See, I'm spreading the love. We love beatbox. Yippee. Anyways, we are back to the song. Bus Ride to Love by AVH. This was used as a wild card for a big tournament. This did not make it, but it was seen by many people, and the people who viewed it were like, this is definitely in. But there were better artists out there. And this song is AVH. He made this song. And he's famous for little house groovy type beats. But he tried a little different. He brings it back to house. But he tried a little different approach this time. And it's groovy. And I love it. And you're going to love it too.
Mm.
So we hope
you love it.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy.
It's electronic music. So yeah, keep that in mind. We hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
take us through the weekend. Show me the reason. Can I be with you all this weekend? Show me the way. Your love is based. Show me the way. Show me the way to your love.
Hello.
Welcome back. You just listened to Bus Ride to Love by AVH.
Yeah, that was, honestly, I said today, for those that just joined, just tuned in, we're doing song reactions. So we did mine earlier, which was Strange Noises by, who's the Python?
B-Tox. Yeah, we should mention our station name. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and we are the Sprouts. I'm Tona.
And I'm Bradley.
There we go. Now you have more info.
Yeah. Structure goes crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we just did Tona's song, which is was honestly...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's Bus Ride to Love by AVH.
Yeah. I just, first time listened to it, I absolutely loved it. I made a few notes. One of the notes being the layers were added so smoothly and mm-hmm. so relaxed, which I really enjoyed. There was like a vocal effect
mm-hmm.
the guy used. Yeah, that was, it sounded amazing. I noticed layers were taken out and then added again later
mm-hmm.
or just a few seconds later.
Yeah.
The consistent effect he used was like dun 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 dun, or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
My last note was he had space between layers where it was like a quick moment of silence and then right back into it.
Here we go. The use of silence.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, I've been listening to this song, not daily, but a lot recently, and I love this kind of music. It's just a vibe. You can literally bop to it anytime, anywhere, and his textures or his sound design for his drums, for his melody, for his chords is really nice. When he drops the beat, it's distorted. But distorted in a nice way, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
It's still audible, but yes, it's been distorted. And yeah, I love that part about it. And yeah, you talked about the silence, the little breaks in the beats. It's something I have to really look into when I'm making my songs.
Yeah.
I need to get a good use of silence. And the lead melody, there's a consistent one that Bradley mentioned, and there's the
That one as well.
That one, it really gives the taste of the music, which
it adds that spice to it.
Yes, exactly. I love that part. He sings in a way that really fits into the song too, lyrics as well. I just have a lot of bits to say about this song. I can't really make a full sentence, but I just love a lot about the song. I'm sad it didn't make it into the tournament, but many people love it.
Yeah.
And many people still listen to it, because some beatbox songs, they're like hardcore, they're like techno, and you listen to it, you like it, but it's not, it is rare to keep listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to, when it's like a super techno, super hardcore beat, it's hard to like re-listen to it unless you like really love it from the bottom of your heart. So something like this that sticks in your head, you probably still have the melody in your head.
Yeah,
something that sticks in your head like this is a really great thing to make, and it's a way to catch people's hearts. Well said, me.
It caught mine. The song is still playing in my head.
Yeah.
Like, God, I love this type of music.
This is what beatboxers have to make when they're on their devices, you know? This is what we have to think about.
It's the magic of it.
Yes, exactly. So, that was the reactions. We hope you enjoyed.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we had planned for today.
Yeah.
We didn't know fully how long it would take for our 1 hour.
Yeah, but good, well structured, not gonna lie.
Yeah. It went pretty good. Mm-hmm. And you the viewer, we hope you enjoyed.
Yep. The next two songs are going to be Taste by, I hope this is Joeru. The O is a zero, by their album Spellbound 2. And Nothing/Everything from The Lovely Eggs by their album Existentialism.
Daytona. What's the next show?
What's the next show? We have Free Voices.
Yes.
They're really nice guys. They bring us, I don't know, Tim Hortons.
Yeah,
they
bring us
food, delicious food.
Yeah.
Please tune in, listen to the show. It's very interesting.
It is.
You learn a lot.
It's really good.
And we hope you enjoyed. That's the third time saying it.
Yeah.
Sprout
you later.
feels like a cat in the light, I'm scared of everyone. One ear in the clouds and one to the ground, I jump scared of every song. Where does my fear come from? I roll around, avoid the sun. Fear of everyone, fear of partisan power, fear of screaming too loud, fear of wasting out, fear of never getting it together, fear of being lazy, fear of the miles of my kitchen, fear of going crazy.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.